the Public News Service Joe Newscast, December the 20th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. In response to massive pandemic-related layoffs, new legislation in Congress will create a Bill of Rights for restaurant workers.
Michigan Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib has sponsored H.R. 1528, which was based on responses to a survey from the Restaurant Opportunities Center United. That survey says 85% of respondents reported losing wages, 91% got no hazard pay despite working during the pandemic, and 34% say they were not provided protective equipment while working. The center's president, Siku Sibe, says the resolution would mandate that employers create safe and dignified conditions for employees, provide ample time off, and make access to affordable health care available.
Through 20 years of our engagement with restaurant workers, we have heard loud and clear that the challenges, injustices, and discrimination have many forms and intersect in many policies. This is why we came together to propose a comprehensive and systemic remedy in the form of the Restaurant Worker Bill of Rights.
For Public News Service, I'm Mark Moran.
And in the fight against climate change, one everyday item could become a viable renewable energy source: food waste.
Home biogas is a system that breaks down food waste into energy through the process of anaerobic digestion. That's when, in the absence of oxygen, microbes break down organic matter such as food waste, according to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. While home biogas is relatively new, using anaerobic digestion for the purpose of breaking down food waste isn't. Shakira Hobbs is an assistant professor at the University of California, Irvine. She finds one challenge of anaerobic digestion is ensuring the pH is balanced.
You don't want to create a pickled environment. You want it to be in the pH range of 6.8 and 7.2. Another challenge is the food waste. So before you can put it into your anaerobic digester, you need to be able to break it down into small pieces.
She says to think of this like human digestion, where chewing breaks down food into smaller parts before swallowing. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Now from the Hill, former President Trump Monday responded to the January 6th committee's decision to urge the Justice Department to prosecute him and some of his associates over their involvement in the Capitol riot and efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The Hill quotes the former president as saying, "These folks don't get it, that when they come after me, people who love freedom rally around me." He added, "What doesn't kill me makes me stronger." He made those remarks on Truth Social, which is Trump's social media platform. This is PNS. A new report explores a clean energy pathway in southwestern Pennsylvania. We get more from our Daniel Smith.
Sean O'Leary with the Ohio River Valley Institute says the report was inspired by the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act and efforts in Pennsylvania and throughout Appalachian to push for a decarbonization pathway that wouldn't be based largely on preserving natural gas and coal in the region. O'Leary says the Ohio River Valley Institute commissioned the analytics firm Stratagen to develop an alternative that would also boost the economy in the Keystone State.
To demonstrate that by transitioning to clean energy based on renewable resources primarily, that it could be done at less expense with greater emission reduction and with better results for job growth in the region.
According to the report, the decarbonization pathway would retire all the region's coal-fired power plants by 2035 and most of the plants that burn natural gas by 2050.
And Medicaid buy-in is considered a key health insurance tool for workers with disabilities. A new report says the reach of these programs is languishing.
Minnesota is among the handful of states that have no income limits for a person with disabilities to maintain Medicaid coverage while working as much as they can. But the Bipartisan Policy Center says many states do, and they lack the information and resources to make this option widely available. The group's Lisa Heratunian says they're out with recommendations to make eligibility easier so these individuals don't lose out on the community health services they need.
By addressing challenges to the availability of Medicaid buy-in, people with disabilities would no longer have to choose between health coverage and employment.
The report suggests providing more funding for states to do outreach work to boost awareness. I'm Mike Moen.
Finally, Nadia Roblingon lets us know that two major U.S. grocery chains, Kroger and Albertsons, are seeking the green light from the FTC to merge their companies.
Farmer and consumer advocacy groups recently wrote a letter urging the agency to block the consolidation. Aaron Johnson with Rural Advancement Foundation International USA, or RAFI, says it's increasingly difficult for local and regional producers, small food processors, and small meat packing plants to get their products onto shelves in front of consumers.
When these grocery firms combine into these really, really large companies, a big thing that they do is they really centralize how they source the products that are going onto the shelf. It becomes much more difficult for local and regional producers to get access to that retail shelf space.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported on a great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.